An invasion of termites is a homeowner's nightmare. The insects munch on wood, causing damage costing billions of dollars every year. Now, Australian scientists have discovered that some termites use sound to decide what to eat, and that could lead to creative new defenses against the hungry invaders. NPR's David Malakoff reports.
Believe it or not, termites can be rather picky eaters. Given a choice, some kinds will attack only big pieces of wood, like a rafter. Others prefer smaller meals, maybe a picture frame. But termite researcher Theo Evans says it's been a mystery how they tell the difference.
Termites are blind, so they can't simply have a look at this piece of wood and think, yep, that's a big piece of wood, or that's a small piece of wood. That'll do nicely, thanks.
Evans works for Australia's National Research Agency, and a few years ago he had an idea. Maybe termites sized up their meals by literally knocking on wood. It's not as strange as it sounds. Scientists have long known that soldier termites charged with guarding a nest use sound to warn the colony of threats.
The soldiers have this interesting behavior of actually knocking their head against the ground very rapidly, and that creates vibrations in this piece of wood or the dirt that they're working on. And the workers react to this instantaneously. They stop what they're doing and they turn around and they run as fast as their very short, stubby little legs can carry them.
Evans wanted to test his idea that termites were also using vibrations to help them select their chunks of wood. He teamed up with military engineers who study the sounds produced by things like massive jet engines.
We sort of moved the jumbo jet to one side and moved in the termites and started recording the sounds from different sizes of pieces of wood.
What they heard sounds a little like bad radio reception. That's several dozen tiny termites snacking on a block of wood. This chunk was about the size of a quarter, and it turns out that if termites chew on a smaller block, the sound is different. Evan says the termites listen to the wood to decide whether they want to eat it or not.
But if you can just nibble on it and listen to the echoing sound inside the wood, you get to know how big it is instantaneously, so it's a really safe and fast method.
He confirmed that the termites were listening to the wood by playing a trick on them.
We took the sound made by the termites in the large piece of wood and we played that back into the small pieces of wood, so they were fooled into thinking the small block of wood was actually a big piece of wood.
The termites that normally would have eaten the small pieces rejected them. The findings are reported in the current issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Evans says there are several reasons why termites would want to use sound this way. One is that it helped keep them safe from enemies.
Termites are very, very wimpy insects. Ants, for example, which are their biggest predators, can usually kill and dispatch about 20 termites in about 10 seconds. So what termites do is stay hidden. That is their most important form of defense.
Another reason is that smaller termites can listen to see if a chunk of wood is already being chewed by bigger, more aggressive termites and back off. It's not yet clear how many of the thousands of different kinds of termites use sound when eating, but Evans suspects it's pretty common, and he says it could lead to new ways of preventing infestations.
So what I'm hoping is that we will be able to have a signal which says, don't come here. It's filled up with the baddest, largest, meanest termites there are, and you don't want to come in here, and play that sound into the foundations of your house.
But don't start wiring your basement yet. Evan says termite radio is still years away. David Malakoff, NPR News.